The Black Unicorn by Terry Brooks. I had a dream last night, Ben Holiday announced to his friends at breakfast. He might as well have been giving a weather report. The wizard, Questor Thews, did not appear to hear him, his lean, owlish face furrowed in thought, his gaze directed some 20 feet above the breakfast table at an invisible point in space. The kobolds, Bunyan and Parsnip, barely looked up from eating. The scribe Abernathy managed a look of polite curiosity, but for a shaggy-faced dog whose normal look was one of polite curiosity, that was not particularly difficult. Only the sylph Willow, just come into the dining hall of Castle Sterling Silver and seated next to him, showed any real interest, a sudden change of expression that was oddly disquieting. "I dreamed about home," he continued, determined to pursue the matter. "I dreamed about the old world."
"Excuse me," Questor was looking at him now, "excuse me, but did I hear you say something about—" "Exactly what did you dream about the old world, High Lord?"
Abernathy interrupted impatiently, polite curiosity become faint disapproval. He looked at Ben meaningfully over the rims of his eyeglasses. He always looked at him like that when Ben mentioned anything about the old world. Ben forged ahead.
"I dreamed about Miles Bennett. You remember my telling you about Miles, don't you, my old law partner? Well, I dreamed that he was in trouble. It wasn't a complete dream. There wasn't a true beginning or end. It was, as if I came in halfway through the story. Miles was in his office, working, sorting through these papers. There were phone calls coming in, messages being delivered, people in the shadows where I couldn't see them clearly. But I could see that Miles was practically frantic. He looked terrible. He kept asking for me. He kept wondering where I was, why I wasn't there. I called out to him, but he didn't hear me. Then there was a distortion of some sort, a dark..."